When there was no bread for the hungry people of Paris, cruel Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. But there's nothing that takes the place of bread. Nothing nourishes the body or satisfies the appetite day after day the way bread does. Serve tasty bread in any manner you prefer, and your family will say, okay, because tasty is the best loaf in town. The Tasty Bread Winners, directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
Everybody, how do you do? Though we're known as Jones and Hare to all of you, we're two loafers now and then representing Tasty Bread. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do?
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare, and we're a silly looking pair.
How do you do?
Say, Bill, what time did you get home last night?
Oh, about a quarter of 12, Ernie.
Well, what are you talking about? It was 2:30 when you left my house, and
sure,
it must have been at least 3 o'clock when you got home.
Well, isn't 3 a quarter of 12?
That's right.
Yeah, Ernie, I had a great time.
Yeah.
But can the lady of your house talk?
You know, that's funny. After you left this morning, we were on our way upstairs to retire.
Yeah.
And she said, is everything shut up for the night? Mm. And I said, yes, all but you, darling.
Yes.
You know, I woke up too, Bill, during the night and saw her going through my pocket.
Well, what did you do?
I just turned over and laughed.
Here's a pretty little ditty that has taken all the nation by storm. In the world of rhythm history it's making, it is hot, hot, lukewarm. This song is about a pair of spooners who have come to the parting of the ways. Although the noon is honeymooners, she hollered for days and days. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
If you're on the loose, then I will meander.
But if you're true, then I'll be true.
I'll do anything that you do. If you fly around like another swallow,
I won't run away, and I won't even follow.
But if you settle down, then I'll settle down.
I'll do anything that you do. You're just like the little red hen. You haven't been home since I don't know when.
But you remember, if I ever roam,
you won't find me till the cows come home.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
If you raise the deuce, then I will meander.
But if you are true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do.
Oh, there's so much fun when the daily work's done.
Hot-tot-tot-tot-tot.
Ta-hot-tot-tot-tot-ta-da.
Hot-tot-tot-tot-ta-da.
Nearly everyone when the daily work's done
likes hot-tot-tot-tot-tot.
But honey, I'm not blind.
You better keep this in mind. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I won't take abuse, I'll start to philander. If you honk, honk, then I'll honk, honk. I'll do anything that you do. If you run around like a rambling rover, you'll have no excuse when our love is all over. If you cluck, cluck, then I'll cluck, cluck. I'll do anything that you do. You can't act the way you've been. I treat you like something the cat brought in.
If you aren't careful, then you're going to learn. Some fine day, the worm will surely turn. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you raise the deuce, then I will philander. But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do.
I love the country, Ernie.
Love the country.
Oh, I love to wander in the woods and hear the boydie sing.
Oh, yeah. You should have been a naturalist.
Oh, I belong to enough lodges now, Ernie.
Oh, you get
You know, I'm good at imitation.
Yeah.
I can imitate almost any bird you name.
Any bird? That's very pretty. What kind of a bird is that?
Oh, that's the Abyssinian duffel bird.
Why, I've never heard of an Abyssinian, that kind of a bird.
Yeah, they fly backwards, Ernie.
Fly backwards, huh?
They don't care where they're going. They just worry about where they've been, you know.
So you can imitate any bird, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how would you like to imitate a homing pigeon?
Oh, well, do you want a he one or a she one?
Well, how can you tell the difference, Bill?
Well, you pull the tail, and if he chirps, it's a he. And if she chirps, it's a she, Ernie.
I think you're a little cuckoo.
Well, maybe.
Now my skies are dreary, my chances look so small. Still you notice, dearie, I smile.
smile through it all. Now I must be humble, just a cog in the wheel. Still I never grumble. Here's the way that I feel. It's the Irish in me that's bound to pull it through. It's the Irish in me that'll make me fight for you. And when I'm right, I'll fight a thousand or a million men. Knock me down, but I'll get up again. Cause it's the Irish in me with a heart that beats for one. And it's going to win me a rightful place out in the sun. Honey, gee, it isn't a bit of the devil, you see. It's just the Irish in me. I come from a famous Irish clan where every woman and every man fought with a club and an oldish man to try and keep the peace. And we never yelled police, for it was plain when we were through there was nothing left for the police to do. We fought for the family's honor. We fought for the name of O'Connor. We never learned to play guitar or pick on a ukulele. It was more important for us to learn to swing an old shillelagh. We were for peace. We got our share. A piece of your nose, a piece of your ear, or a handful of your hair. But it's the Irish in me that's bound to pull us through. It's the Irish in me that'll make me fight for you. And when I'm right, I'll fight a thousand or a million men. Knock me down, but I'll get up again. For it's the Irish in me with a heart that beats for one. And it's going to win me a rightful place out in the sun. Honey, gee, it isn't a bit of the devil, you see. It's just the Irish in me.
Radio programs are constructed for entertainment with a bit of educational value. Bill and Ernie, with their guest artists, do the entertaining, and your announcer, referring to myself, of course, tries to take care of the educational
end. Say, Lou, whether you wrote that speech or not, it's good.
Yeah, I'll say so. You spoke well of Bill and me. We're not used to it, Lou.
We girls thank you, too, Mr. Whitten, for giving us the credit of being entertaining.
We sure do. But I think Ben Selvin and his orchestra should be mentioned. I should say so. They're such nice boys.
Well, don't be alarmed, girls. I won't overlook the band. In fact, I have a surprise for you this evening. But first,
yeah,
I want
to say, Bill, the big surprise of this program is Louis speaking of educating people. He never learnt me nothing.
Me neither.
Well, that's easily seen. But I have tried to teach everyone the tasty bread habit. Knowing how good bread can really be is an education in itself. Education means learning, and new customers daily are learning that tasty bread is the best loaf in town. Now for the surprise.
Hey, Ernie, maybe Lou is going to pay back that $10 we loaned him, huh?
That wouldn't be a surprise. That would be an event.
Say, listen, I wish you two loafers would be serious because good music doesn't jibe with radio jokes.
All right.
Manny Klein, the golden trumpeter, and Tommy Dorsey, the peerless trombonist, are about to play a difficult duet. They've rehearsed it for one solid year. Tonight they play it. They have selected the symphonic work...
Yes, by Donizetti. Opus number 6 and 7, 8.
Say, Lou, I'm well acquainted with that opus. Let me describe this stupendous musical work, will
yeah,
you please?
Let him do it, Lou. Bill can be classical as well as jackassical.
Well, all right, Bill, go ahead.
Well, this particular opus...
I love that word, opus.
Well, it starts with the largo movement. It goes to an allegro for no good reason and ends with a fortissimo.
Bill, wait, please. All right, gentlemen, quiet everybody. Well, it's needless for me to mention the enthusiasm here in the studio. We're all quite speechless. But while I'm still conscious, may I mention that the DeMarco girls will sing.
Thank you. got my dynamite, ain't you right about me?
The girls did a nice job, and that was a nice arrangement.
Well, why shouldn't it be? They are three nice girls, isn't it?
Yeah, I noticed that you kind of like them well.
Yeah, I wonder, Ernie, if I would be turned down if I asked Lillian if I could see her home tonight.
Not tonight, Mr. Jones, but I'll send you a picture of it in the morning.
Lillian, please, let us pull the old gag. Have you any new ones?
We know a lot of new ones, like you tell.
No, we won't go into that. That's all right.
There comes a time when everyone must go to Gay Paris.
To play there, it's gay there.
There comes a time when everyone must learn to say wee wee.
With a come see and a come song.
Nebraska haberdashers cross the pond.
To fill the sound of some blonde demi-monde.
The girls are fairer down on the Riviera.
So give them even a viva la France.
The wine is stronger, the kisses linger longer.
So give a viva la viva la France.
See all the charms of the quaint old Latin quarter.
Be in the arms of a lovely Latin daughter.
So let's make whoopee and go to whoopee-oopee. And give a viva la viva la France.
So give a viva la viva la France.
The wine is stronger, the kisses linger longer.
So give a viva la viva la France.
See all the charms of a quaint old Latin
quarter. Be in the arms of a lovely Latin daughter.
So let's make whoopee and go for whoopee-oopee. And give a viva la viva la 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
Bread standards today are higher than they have ever been. It isn't easy to bake the best loaf in town. It takes expert baking skill and a control of conditions that would amaze most women. The dough for tasty bread is not mixed about so long, but exactly so many minutes. The temperature of the room in which it's allowed to rise isn't warm, it's an exact temperature. This is necessary if you are to have the same wonderful bread day after day. When you buy tasty bread, you know that every loaf is the same, the best loaf in town.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? We'll be saying that real soon again to you. The tasty loaf is yours and here, just a minute more to spare. So we'll say to you out there and then we'll do. Good night, good night, good night, 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 night. If you've enjoyed our little show, buy tasty bread and then we'll know. Now our time is up.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Vive la France, heard on this program, is from the picture Wonder Bar. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the bakers of Tasty Bread. May I suggest you tune in again for Billy Jones and Ernie Harris, the Tasty Loafers, and their guests? Time's up. Good night.